It's easy to get a COVID vaccine in the U.S., but how about elsewhere? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Dina Burris, associate professor of management at the University of North Carolina, Asheville, examines the process of who gets access.
Well, we have all become familiar with the development and rollout of vaccines to fight the global COVID-19 pandemic. The program that makes these vaccines accessible globally to lower-income countries is an important and interesting process. This program, known as the COVAX Initiative, was launched in April 2020, early in the global pandemic, to deliver COVID vaccines to people in 190 countries, with the majority of those doses going to lower-income countries. COVAX is a partnership between three main organizations: CEPI, the Coalition for Academic Preparedness Innovations, Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, and the World Health Organization. Developing countries who don't have the financial resources to pay for the vaccines are able to participate in the COVAX program through the COVAX AMC, or Advanced Market Commitment Program. This program, which is coordinated by Gavi, is the financing instrument for the participation of 92 developing countries who collectively represent almost half of the world's population. Now, Gavi is getting the money for these AMC program doses from three main sources: donors, governments, and probably the most creative and innovative way to fund the COVAX AMC is through bond issuances. Gavi has actually been using bond issuances to fund their vaccination program for about 15 years, since 2006. The most recent Gavi bond issuance in 2021 was for $1 billion USD, and it was specifically earmarked for the COVAX AMC program. This access to funding incentivizes private sector vaccine manufacturers to ensure the production of enough doses for COVAX AMC economies as well as higher income countries. From a development perspective, the Gavi bond program is brilliant and is a truly innovative development financing solution.
That was Dina Burris of the University of North Carolina, Asheville. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.